Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Karazin from Beyond Black and White. And I want to announce that we are restarting our live Google Hangout chats. I have taken a little bit of a break, and we are going to restart with a very, very, probably very compelling and stimulating discussion about May, December romances. Young people, which is why I have the pretty spring flower, just bloomed today. And people who are, a little bit more seasoned. May, December. Okay, I know I'm not being totally fair on this, and that's probably because I have a little bit of a bias, and that has to do with a conversation that happened on Facebook where I expressed my outrage about Virginia politician Joe Morrissey, who is on his fourth baby mama, I believe, with a 19-year-old girl whom he had started to groom, because I do think that that's sort of a predatory behavior. I think that if a person is 57 years old and they have a baby with a 19-year-old, there's a problem. Now, the debate started because there were some people who said, "Who are you to judge? She's 18 and she's, of consenting age," which is total BS because she started working there and they had their encounters when she was underage. People were saying that, you really don't, you're really in no position to judge. But I want to just put something in perspective. Emma, come over here.
Mom?
Okay, shh, be quiet because you're going to be part of this. Emma is 6 years old. I am 42 years old. Now, yes, you're five now, but you'll be six soon. I'm giving you a little bit more. And there is a huge gap in her life experiences versus what my life experiences are. I do not believe that a man who is 55 years old has any business with a girl who's 17 years old, even 18 or 19 years old, even 20. I have a daughter who is that age, 17 years old, and if a 55-year-old man came anywhere near my daughter, I'd be doing a GoFundMe so you guys could get me out of jail. I'm being totally serious. You want a blackberry? Summer ready? Okay, how about this? Why don't you pick it and then you have to bring it back and show everybody the blackberry that you pick, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, so we're going to have a discussion because there are people who are on both sides of the issue that have some interesting arguments, and I think that it may make for a great conversation. Now, the reason why Beyond Black and White was sort of interested in the dynamic is because the politician is white and the young girl is black. And they took a controversial photo, which I'll put up now. Which kind of was, people were saying, "Oh my gosh, this is like a slave master, picture." It did sort of give fodder to the whole bed wench argument. Okay, you got those? Okay, put them up to the camera so everybody can see. Those are blackberries. Where are they from? Our garden? Are they good?
Yes.
Okay, let me have a. Can I have one? You feed me. I think that could have lasted one more day. One more day. It would have been sweeter. Because everyone knows the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I couldn't resist. Okay, so this Friday, join me for a live Google chat discussing Joe Morrissey and May December romances and the interracial element, if there is even an interracial element with the May December, and I think there might be because There's a lot of men who are in their 40s and 50s who, during their time growing up, interracial relationships were frowned upon. Okay, but no more, okay? Because that berry needs to be darker.
No.
You don't think so?
Closer.
You want it. So, yeah. So I think that there are a certain element of non-black men who are feeling free to date who they wanted to date, but also like the younger chicks. So we are going to talk about those things. And I know that there's a lot of you guys who have a lot to say. So I definitely wanted to give you time to plan. It is this Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You do not want to miss this live hangout conversation because I already know that people have a whole lot to say. Say, don't forget.
Don't forget what?
Don't forget to tune in. And say bye.
Bye.
And here's a flower for you.
Why?
Because you're young and vibrant and supple like the flower. Smells good. See you on Friday.